Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. Are you full of hate?
Well, a little.
That's why you come here, right?
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So, yeah, Josh watches movies, and he doesn't really hate all of them.
No, some of them are good.
Yeah, and I watched the trailer, and so here's a bit of English people talking.
No maid, no valet, no nanny, even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
The king and queen are coming to Downton.
What?
I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
All right, that's about what I expected. Okay, I never watched the show. I really know nothing about this. I'm a fan of English comedy, but this is not a comedy.
Yeah.
This is fancy British people doing fancy British people things.
Pretty much, yeah. Downton Abbey is a place in, it's not a castle, it's a manor, I guess you call it.
All right.
It's a sprawling estate where a bunch of rich people live. And the TV series started in, I believe it was like the 1910s, and it ran for 6 seasons, and it always jumped ahead in time. So at the point at which we're now in the movie, it's 1927, I believe. And so the kind of institution of British aristocracy, the idea of this fancy family with all its servants, is slowly fading. And so they deal with this like a tiny, tiny bit. But this is definitely not the series / movie for you if you want to, if you're really into the class struggle. The concept of Downton Abbey is that rich people are great and servants love serving them, basically, is the idea. And, like, it's pleasant. The characters are all really likable. There is some dry humor. It's not British humor.
It's not Monty Python.
It's definitely not Monty Python. Okay. It's mostly serious, but there is some dry humor. Maggie Smith, who plays the kind of the matriarch of the family, she gets a lot of zingers in. She's kind of sarcastic and snarky. But mostly it's a soap opera, essentially. I mean, that was what the show was. That was what I kind of got tired of after a few seasons of it. And so this movie is basically just a long episode of the show. It takes place some small amount of time after the final episode. More stuff happens at Downton Abbey. The main kind of crux of it is the king and queen are coming for a visit.
Okay.
And so everyone has to prepare. The servants prepare. The rich people prepare. There's a lot of changing of clothes and polishing of silver. And, I mean, there's a bunch of romantic subplots. There's some mild intrigue going on, but there's not a lot of incident here. It's mainly just a chance for people who liked the show to revisit these characters, see these relationships again, look at the fancy stuff.
Right.
And in that sense, it works. Like,
same actors from the
series?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah. It's the same actors. Again, it's just a continuation.
Okay.
It's just a long TV episode, really.
Right.
They
okay.
don't do a whole lot to make it cinematic or anything like that.
Right.
So if you liked the show, you will absolutely like this. If you never watched the show, there is no reason for you to watch
this. Wouldn't, if you were to dive into this, would you be totally confused?
Or I mean,
would you be able to start fresh and understand what's happening?
I think you might be a bit confused, but the basic setup is pretty easy to follow. Whether you would know all the specific character relationships or not,
right.
Yeah, probably not. Even for me, again, where I watched 4 seasons and then I kind of fell off for a little while,
right.
There were characters here that I hadn't seen, but it wasn't hard to pick up on what was going on. I just don't know if you haven't seen it before what reason you would have to want to watch this.
Right.
I mean, you can go back and start with the beginning of the show. It's available on various streaming places, and it's a perfectly pleasant show. it's a nice cup of tea.
It's quite lovely.
Yeah. it's comfort food. I have a fondness for it, but if you don't, then you can easily pass this
by. You can pass that one. All right. So Downton Abbey, Josh Bell, how many stars?
I give it 3 out of 5 stars.
All right, not bad.
Solid for what it is.
That's pretty good praise from Josh Bell, who hates everything, who does a podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Awesome Movie Year is the podcast that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris. We take a look back at a different year in movies in each season, and we just finished up our season on the films of 1994 with our audience choice episode on the Jim Carrey comedy The Mask. And so we've got a new season coming up on the films of 2007. Check all that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you look for podcasts.
Perfect. Josh, thanks so much. Don't forget joshbellhateseverything.com, also over there. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
It's Highway Radio. Drive carefully, everybody.